proclamation number 6423 dated the December 12th, 1955. Happiness and gratitude of redeemed souls. With an exuberant feeling of gratitude I am praised and glorified by souls which were delivered from their torment through loving intercession, which had realized that they, owing to their weak will, would have been incapable of liberating themselves, and which were able to strengthen their will through the merciful love of people on earth, which then appealed to me in Jesus Christ and were subsequently raised by me from the abyss. Hence they want to express their happiness, giving all their love to the one who has delivered them and, never tiring of praising and thanking him, they want to do the same by also helping the unredeemed souls, which they know are still languishing in darkness, to attain the same bliss. People's loving assistance on earth makes it easier for these souls if they can receive from people what they urgently need themselves in order to give it to the unhappy souls. They have to receive light themselves to be able to let the light shine, and they can always receive light when it is emanated by God into eternity. Wherever this light is received, wherever vessels open themselves into which the light of God's love can flow, there are places of light and strength which are surrounded by innumerable souls requesting light, and every soul's degree of maturity, degree of love and degree of desire determines how much light will flow to each soul. Yet every soul seeks to raise this amount by constantly giving and passing it on. Once a soul has received light, it cannot help itself but communicate with other souls. The light illuminates strength which is used by the soul. Hence it is extremely significant when a soul from the abyss has found its way to the light, when it has willingly accepted being illuminated. For then it will receive a constant flow of light because it will have totally surrendered its resistance as a result of the indescribable feeling of happiness caused by the emanation of light. And it will certainly pass the light on in order to make other souls happy too. Light, however, is wisdom, the realization of truth. And this light is conveyed to them by my word, which constantly comes forth from me as emanation of love, which could affect all spiritual beings in eternity but which will only find a response where there is no resistance. Beings with the highest maturity of soul are able to receive it directly, whereas weaker beings will have to accept it from them in turn, but my word always signifies light. And for that reason my word will always generate happiness, but only in the beings who want light, which is also the reason why every person on earth proclaiming my word is surrounded by beings wishing to receive light. Yet only the pure word will shine forth into the darkness. And the pure word will in turn be received from God himself again. I myself convey it to earth in order to establish places of light wherever souls can obtain what they need and what makes them happy. It is irrelevant as to whether these places of light are established in the spiritual kingdom or on earth, for the same light shines everywhere, the eternal truth from me. But souls in the beyond will often visit a place of light on earth if they are still unable to find their way about in the spiritual kingdom and stay in the vicinity of earth. However, precisely these souls are in the majority, and receiving my word is often the only salvation for these souls. It represents extraordinary help for them which they believe they cannot reward gratefully enough and are therefore exceedingly active helpers in the spiritual kingdom, who continually praise and glorify me and create real uproar in the darker regions because they won't rest until they have persuaded all souls to follow them to where they shall also be touched by a ray of light. Their redeeming activity has infinite consequences. For my word is immensely powerful, which is beyond measure to you humans on earth. Nevertheless, You should gather around the source I have opened for you, so that you will already be permeated by light when you enter the spiritual kingdom, when you have to leave Earth, and then be able to share it again in order to constantly increase your own beatitude. Amen.